Welcome to the Your Dating Bestie podcast. I'm Ellie Klein, your best friend for all things dating. As a professional dating mentor, kind of like the love child of Carrie Bradshaw and Crocodile Dundee, I help women go from dating sucks to dating success with my unique best friend approach. Ready to find your Mr. Right? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Hello, and welcome back to my special podcast series, and just like that, you're inspired to find love, dating advice based on the show. This episode is based on, and just like that, season 1, episodes 8, 9, and 10, which brings us up to the end of season 1. There wasn't enough about dating in each episode for separate podcast episodes, so I bundled the last three together. Okay, the first lesson is about assumptions. At the beginning of episode 8, Che assumes Miranda is in an open marriage and after 3 weeks of hooking up is upset to discover that she isn't. Then later in the episode, when Miranda asks Che if her feelings are one-sided, Che says, "No, you're not crazy. I'm in love with you, but I can't offer you anything traditional." And Miranda assumes she's comfortable with this without ever clarifying with Che exactly what non-traditional means. Seriously, these two need to stop making assumptions and be open and honest with each other if they ever want their relationship to be anything more than a fling. It's not unromantic to talk things through. It's cool, empowering, and necessary. If someone gets turned off or breaks up with you because you attempted to discuss something with them calmly and rationally, they're probably not life partner or spouse material. Okay, next lesson. I'm just going to touch on Charlotte attempting to give Harry a blowjob after she gets on her knees to propose that he wear a fitness ring. Two things. This must be the only time a woman has ever been on her knees and a man has said, "While you're down there," and it actually led to her wanting to give a blowjob. That line never works. And two, I'm not sure why Carrie and Miranda were so surprised that Charlotte still has oral sex with her husband. They're happily married and they've always had a good sex life, so why wouldn't that act still be a part of it? I think it'd be strange if it wasn't. Okay, next lesson. This isn't really about dating, it's about marriage, and Miranda deciding to end her marriage with Steve. Steve seems to have aged 30 more years than everyone else on the show and is now like a doddery old man. So if that's the case, I suppose I can understand why Miranda doesn't want that for the rest of her life. But I'm going to invoke a Dr. Phil-ism here. Dr. Phil says, you earn your way out of a marriage. What he means by this is, if you've committed to someone till death do us part, it's not okay to just leave. You have to try everything, including marriage counselling. And if all of that doesn't work, then you get to leave. So has Miranda earned her way out of her marriage? Maybe, we don't know for sure, but I've always loved that Dr. Phil saying, you have to earn your way out of a marriage. Okay, on to episode 9 and the next lesson. Carrie meets Peter for their date, but only to let him know face to face that she's not up for going on the date. And she's extremely lucky that he was so nice about it. I'm sure Peter would have much preferred a courteous text so he could just stay in, order pizza and watch Netflix rather than schlep out to meet a woman who doesn't even want to have a friendly drink with him. If you have a change of heart about a date, you don't need to tell him to his face or even over the phone, and he wouldn't want you to. All you need to do is not stand him up. Drop him a courteous text and leave it at that. Okay, next lesson. When Miranda pays Che a surprise visit with Che's favourite cookies, they get into an altercation. Che says, "You're not my girlfriend and we're not dating." And Miranda says, "We're not? Then what are we doing?" And Che says, "We're getting to know each other." Now, I know Che doesn't like labels, so I'm sure it wasn't malicious, but this is what's called gaslighting. Gaslighting is when someone tries to make you feel crazy by insisting that something you know should be true isn't true. And if you're getting to know someone you're being romantic or intimate with, that's called dating. Don't ever let someone you're dating call it something else. And if you're dating exclusively for more than a month or two, then you're someone's girlfriend, boyfriend, or partner. Again, don't let your girlfriend, boyfriend, or partner suggest otherwise. It doesn't mean they've committed to marrying you, if that's what they're worried about, but it does mean they've committed to being faithful to you, or at least considerate of your feelings. Miranda, of all people, would have called Che on this BS back in the day, but it seems as though aliens have taken over Miranda's brain, and she's letting Che call all the shots. Just because Miranda's new to being queer doesn't mean she's new to dating or relationships, and she shouldn't let Che run rings around her. Okay, on to the 10th and final episode and the next lesson. The episode opens on the X, Y, and Me podcast and the hosts discussing their worst breakups. Jackie says, a lady got COVID to avoid breaking up with me in person. Che says, a woman broke up with me on FaceTime. And Carrie says, my husband died. Seriously? They're discussing bad breakups and this is all they could come up with? I think Carrie did have the worst breakup story, but she didn't tell it. It was the time her boyfriend Jack Berger surprised her with flowers, told her he wanted to make their relationship work, had a change of heart overnight, and then left her a post-it note that she woke up to, which read, I'm sorry, I can't, don't hate me. That was a pretty bad breakup. I don't know what Che was whining about. A FaceTime breakup is almost as good as a face-to-face breakup. And getting COVID is a genuinely good reason to not break up with someone in person. So, what is a good breakup? Well, I think any breakup where the person is open and honest is a good breakup. If it's been more than about 3 to 6 months, it should be face-to-face. If it's been about 1 to 3 months, over the phone is okay. And if it's been less than a month, text is okay. What isn't okay is making excuses such as, I'm too busy with my career to have a relationship. I got that one a few times and I found it so annoying because of course the guy was back on the dating app looking for a relationship again the next day. And of course ghosting isn't okay. The only upside to someone breaking up with you badly is that you have even less to miss about them. Okay, next lesson. Carrie's first kiss since Big. Even though it wasn't earth-shattering, I think Carrie was extremely lucky. Peter is a lovely guy, he could relate to her grief, and he asked if he could kiss her first, which isn't something most women would want all the time, but in this instance, it felt appropriate and considerate. So he didn't rock her world, so what? It was the perfect gentle foray back into dating. Thank you, Peter. Okay, next lesson. Che singing California Girls to announce her move to LA to shoot a pilot? No. This is about 50 shades of wrong. If this character isn't a walking red flag, I don't know who is. Firstly, if you want to move to the other side of the country for a career opportunity, the first person you tell is your partner, in private. And if you want your partner to come with you, you ask nicely, in private. You discuss it in private. You don't blindside your partner in a room full of people with the news that you're moving away and then rub salt into the wound by gushing about how hot you're going to find all the other women there. But yet again, instead of calling Che out on this inconsiderate behaviour, Miranda just cops it. So what should she have done? Well, she definitely shouldn't have lost her shit, called Che names and stormed out. What she should have done is have a quiet chat with Che later that night or the following morning that went a little something like this. Che, I understand you're a show person. It's one of the things I love about you. And by the way, you have a great singing voice. But next time, when something big happens in your life, especially if it's going to affect my life, I'd really appreciate you discussing it with me first before announcing it to everyone else. Is that okay? A good partner will respond really well to this calm approach and reasonable request and probably say something along the lines of, okay, I understand, I'm sorry, I'll tell you before everyone else next time. The end, kiss and make up, move forward. If you can get your point across this way, you'll very rarely have an argument. Okay, this is the final lesson of the season. Carrie is now hosting her own podcast called, wait for it, Sex and the City. Ah, it's meant to be a dating and relationship advice podcast. But the first time we see her taking a call and giving advice, this is what happens. The caller is a woman who says, there was no explanation. We were planning our future. I'm gutted. What do you think happened? And Carrie, who's supposed to be a dating relationship expert, says, "I don't know. Life is so mysterious." Wow. I mean, I love Carrie, but remind me again why Carrie has her own podcast? As a self-proclaimed dating and relationship expert myself, here's what I would have said to the caller. "I'm so sorry your relationship ended like that. I can totally understand why you're feeling hurt and confused. I've been there myself, and I'm going to attempt to give you the answers your boyfriend didn't. Firstly, let's address why the breakup seemed to have come out of nowhere. If you're planning your future with someone and they suddenly tap out, it probably wasn't as sudden as you think. They were probably feeling uneasy about the relationship for a while, and you just didn't know because they were so good at reassuring you that everything was fine. So while it might have seemed sudden to you, it wasn't to them. Secondly, let's address why you didn't receive an explanation. Your now ex-boyfriend has just revealed something about himself you might not have known, and that is that he's scared of confrontation and is a poor communicator. This information will help you move forward because you can't have a long, happy relationship or marriage with someone who's incapable of facing issues and discussing them openly and honestly. Ultimately, you weren't the right woman for him, but it doesn't matter why because it's probably not about you. Maybe he needs a woman who doesn't challenge him. Maybe he needs a woman who will let him sweep things under the carpet. Maybe he needs a woman who makes his decisions for him. Whatever it is, you're not the woman and you wouldn't want to be. Believe it or not, there's a far better man in your future, and when you find him, you won't even think about your ex anymore, let alone miss him. I hope this has given you some clarity." That's what I would have said. Not, "I don't know and life is so mysterious." That's not helpful. Anyone could have said that. It actually reminded me of the episode of Sex and the City when Miranda's mother dies. Carrie, Charlotte and Miranda attend the funeral and the minister conducting the service says, "Death is the eternal mystery. It defies comprehension. There are no explanations, no answers, no magic words to soothe us." And Carrie whispers under her breath, "You're a spiritual leader. Can't you make something up?" "Yeah, Carrie, you're a dating relationship expert. Can't you make something up?" And of course, the season ends with Carrie and her very spunky podcast producer, Franklin, having an unexpected and passionate kiss. It's the first time she's felt truly drawn to someone since she lost Big, which sets things up beautifully for season 2. Can't wait. Now, if you want to have a much quicker and smoother journey to Mr. Right than I did, here's my number one tip. Stop passively consuming dating advice and start actively learning how to date more effectively. Dating advice alone won't help you find love. All these articles, podcasts, videos, books, and courses are actually keeping you stuck. You don't need more information. You need implementation. Someone to help you apply the advice. That's why I take a unique best friend approach to helping my clients find love. Inside the Your Dating Bestie community, you'll receive my step-by-step blueprint for finding Mr. Right, but more importantly, 24/7 access to me to help you implement it. You'll also receive a professionally written dating profile to make you irresistible online, and you'll be welcomed into a supportive group of like-minded ladies. No more going it alone or trying to figure out this whole dating thing by yourself. Care to join us? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Are you an attractive, intelligent, and fun-loving woman with a big heart and you can't figure out why you're still single? Well then, my free report has all the answers. It's called Why You're Still Single, 7 Reasons a Luscious Lady Like You Hasn't Found Her Mr. Right Yet. Just visit yourdatingbestie.com.